back with Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live Radio. Remember, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Visit my blogger, which is deanneburley.blogspot.com, and call me at 847-594-1620. I'd like to hear from you of what you think about the program. My next segment is dealing with the issue of housing, real estate, mortgage scams, and fraud. There's things that are going on out here in this country that are affecting us, the population, in ways that we would never even believe. In the Chicagoland area where I live, there's so many homes going up on the auction blocks and various court systems. People who have defaulted allegedly on their payments, they end up losing their homes, and homes are sold on the court steps. There's other things that you need to know, that sometimes it's not the person being a deadbeat, not paying their bills on time, not doing what they should. It's a lot deeper than that. There's a lot of things that are going on that they do not talk about. Now, I was in the mortgage industry. I was a director of operations for a mortgage company, and I can tell you the ins and outs of what has been going on for past number of years. And I have a guest here, and we're going to talk about the subject of what happened to him in regards to the issue of a mortgage. Now, I want to also mention out here, and I'm still investigating cases that are going on whereby the elderly, yes, and handicapped and disabled individuals' homes are being snatched from them. What is going on? And I have seen this. There's in Illinois, primarily, I'm going to talk about the situation where people are falsifying deed records. They're taking the deeds and altering them, changing them some type of way. There are buildings in the Illinois area, and it might be in your area as well, where you go in and you look in the deed and you try to find the PIN number for the property, and it doesn't exist. But the building is there, but there's no existence of a PIN number. Some of these properties end up with being on other streets other than the one you're looking at and seeing it on. And then there's the issue of fake landlords. Yes, indeed. What they're doing is they are, it's, from what I'm hearing, taking elderly people, and if they're ill, they transfer them into nursing homes. And then once they're in the nursing home, the property transfers in the court system somehow into the devious hands. And then what happens is the person is stuck in the nursing home, can't get out, and somebody has stolen their property, placing someone else, another individual, in charge. And then what happens at that point is the individual in charge rents and keeps renting the property, making money off of it, and then keeps mortgaging it up to the hilt and mortgaging it again. And in this game, it has to be an appraisal company, mortgage company, a bank involved. It's very, very deep, and people working involved within the court system, within the deeds office, and various other things. And we're going to talk more about this in the next coming weeks. But after this break, we're going to bring our first guest on for the second part of the hour, Jack. And he's going to explain what happened to him in a mortgage scam on RBN Live.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Well, we're back, and here I am again. Late Night with Deanne, RBM Live, and you call in on 800-313-9443 if you have a question for our guest. And we're going to call Jack up. Jack, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Jack. How are you doing?
Good, Deanne. I'm glad to hear from you again.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear from you. And you have a tale to tell here. And I want you to explain what happened. You were in a situation where it sounds as though you were scammed in a mortgage fraud.
Oh, clearly. So I've already proved that in a court of law.
And what exactly happened to you? You bought a home, and you have never been late on your payment, correct?
Never, never, and that was proven also.
And how long had you held this note on the property?
When I was first targeted in 97, I had had the house for 10 years.
10 years, and you haven't missed the payment?
No.
Now, what happened? How did you find out that they basically, and what I'm going to tell the listeners, you paid your payment for 10 years on your property, not missing a heartbeat each month and on time. And then what basically happened was that you found out that your payments were being redirected elsewhere, correct?
Yes, that, and also they were misapplying my payment.
Okay, and when they when you found out that they were missing applying the payment, did they send you a letter, a notice that you were in default, or how did you find that out?
I found that out in April of 1997. I got a notice that I had missed the payment. So what I did was I sent them the front and back copy of the canceled check. to prove that it was made.
Now, after you sent them this, then what happened?
The next month, they sent me a letter that said that I was $5,600 behind, and they were going to start foreclosure proceedings.
56. Okay, you were supposed to be 1 month behind. What kind of home do you have? Are we talking about one of those $2.5 million places? Or
no, at the time, my payments were $1,500, roughly. Mm-hmm. And I was paid up to date. As a matter of fact, my escrow had an overage. I received the notice from my previous mortgage company in late in 96 that I had a $942 overage, and they were going to send me a check. That was what it stated on the letter, and I never received that check.
Where did that go?
In their pockets. I didn't receive it.
Now you are getting a letter. Now, first they tell you you're 1 month behind, and all of a sudden now you're going on close to 4 months behind on the mortgage. And when you got this, you contacted them and questioned them. Now, what did they say? How did there was a discrepancy from 1 month to the next?
Well, I was on an adjustable rate mortgage, and every year I would get a disclosure statement that would tell me how much my payments would be the following year and what the interest rate and what the balance was. That was the only document I ever received from the mortgage companies, one document a year. So I used that to make my next year's monthly payment. Well, I received one in 96 that said my payments were going to be $1,530, I think. 3 months later, a new mortgage company took over and sent me a notice that they were raising my payment $347 a month. Well, I knew that was wrong. I knew that was wrong.
So it was going up to almost $1,800 a month, correct?
Yeah, it was over $1,800 a month. And before I put the letter down, I called the number and asked them to audit my account. They told me that it would take 24 to 48 hours and not send a payment. Well, I didn't hear back from them in that period of time, so I sent my mortgage payment in for April. And then the very next month, they sent me a notice that I was $5,600 behind. And they were in the
audit. $5,600, was that based on late payment, charges, interest, high interest rate? What did they use to calculate this?
They didn't. They didn't explain what it was for or how they arrived at that figure. So I made my April payment. I made my May payment and my June payment. And then on July 10th of 97, I received what was allegedly their results of the audit. The audit came back saying that they owed me $2,166.35.
Okay. So if they owed you, you didn't owe them any money, right?
Correct.
Okay, and they owed you and they sent you a check?
No, well, they sent me a check, but they said that it was stamped non-negotiable, because it said that I was in default because I didn't make my March payment. And that is when I sent them the March payment to prove that I had made all my payments.
Now, at this point, when did you find out and suspect that something was afoul here? There wasn't a clerical or bookkeeping error. It was much deeper.
Actually, that took me years to find out. I just couldn't believe that this banking giant whose name is known around the world would get something so backwards. And it wasn't until 2002 when an ABC affiliate did an investigation into my story that I found out that I wasn't the only one they were doing this to. There were people all over the country.
So this was it the same mortgage company or a banking institute that was doing it, or was it different banking institutes that were involved?
There's different ones. As a matter of fact, there's a long list of them, but there's a handful of the top players who are doing this all over the country, and mine happened to be one of them. The investigation that was done into my case revealed the Fairbanks Capital problem, and which turned out to be a federal investigation, which penalized Fairbanks. Fairbanks ended up changing their name to Select Portfolio Servicing and lost a lot of their business, and they were bought up about 2 years ago by Credit Suisse First Boston.
Now these banks were dissimilar, or were they involved with the problem you were having?
They're similar. They were doing the same operation. I mean, it's a very well crafted scam. It's very simple on the surface of how they target these people. And I even have a document from one of the mortgage companies that describes who they are targeting.
Well, the thing is, now, when this was going on and you went through all this nightmare and you realized that it was more than meet the eyes, it was basically a scam that was rerun and perpetrated through this bank, you then went to an attorney, correct? And did you start to file a lawsuit, or how did you end up in court here? At this point.
Well, let me back up a bit to July 10th when I got that notice that they owed me $2,166.
Okay.
So they owed me that much money, and the very next month I got a notice saying I owed them $6,217, and I had to have that money in certified funds sent to them by the 15th of August.
It went up that high. And then what did you do? You contacted the banking concern.
Yes.
And what was it? What did they say? How did they explain this to you?
Well, I told them. I said that, you know, I didn't make my July payment because you owe me money, and I thought that you would just take it out of there. And now you're saying I owe you $6,200. I said, why not take the money you owe me, subtract it from what you are alleging I owe, which I knew I did. And they said, no, we can't do that. You have to send us the $6,200 or we will foreclose right away. And not trusting banks, I knew that I would not see that money again. So I sent the $6,200 in certified funds. And they told me during that conversation that when they received the funds, they would apply the overage to September and October. And that would leave me about $450 in overage to apply to November. So they were supposed to apply my overage to September, October, and then when November came, I just sent the full amount.
Well, we're going to hear more about this. It's really a nightmare. They say they want us to be homeowners.
Oh,
boy. We're going to return and talk more about Jack and his situation with mortgages in a minute right after this break on Late Night with Deanne.
Call
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, we're back with Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. If you want to call in, our number is 800-313-9443. And remember to come to my blogger, which is deannebrulli.blogspot.com, or call me at 847-594-1620 if you want to talk to me directly and have comments about the program. We're talking to Jack. He had a nightmare that we all dread to think of. One of the largest amounts of money you spend in a lifetime is what you put into buying a home. And you have to hold on to this home for quite a long time in regards to attempting to pay it off, the note itself. And anyway, Jack had had a situation. He had been paying on his house for 10 years on time, and he gets the one notice that says that he's behind a month. Then the next notice comes out that he's behind almost like 4 months. Then they come in with some other kind of ridiculous amounts, and he's still paying, and he's still behind. It's unbelievable here, Jack. You're still behind. They're saying you owe them money still. You paid them on time. There was supposed to be an applied payment, and evidently didn't do it. $900 is missing. Now where were we? What happened?
Well, before I go further, at the beginning of November 1997, they owe me about $3,600. Well, no. They took out the September and October payments. They owed me $450.
Mm-hmm.
But November came, I sent them the full amount. When December came, I sent the full amount also. So I'm still $450 ahead. Yeah. And so the end of November, I get a notice from the mortgage company that I'm in default again, and they are foreclosing. I've done nothing wrong. They owe me money. So what I found out was they weren't cashing those checks.
They weren't cashing the checks?
No. I have never seen those checks again. I never saw those checks again. They did not apply my overage to the September and October payments. They didn't cash my November and December payments. And then just stopped cashing them all together going into 98.
But you also said in this conversation that you sent these things right certified or registered to something?
The $6,200 was sent certified. That was the only one.
Was that applied?
Was what?
Was that applied to your payment?
No.
That wasn't paid. Okay, so they signed for it. Got the check in the hand, and never was applied.
No.
So now, what did they say, and how did they explain the fact that they weren't cashing these payments?
Well, in April of 98, I received a notice that my home was going to be, that was set for foreclosure sheriff sale on the court steps in, I think it was May 5th.
Whoa, wait, did you ever go to court?
Not at that time, no. I had never been to court.
How could they do that without a court hearing?
They're a big bank. They do. I mean, that's just the way this scam operates. They run the court.
So in other words, they just send you a notice you're in default, and then you're no court hearing, no right and due process of court, law, nothing. And they're saying you owe this money. You have proof and evidence that it was paid. You have also not only that, but a certified cancelized thing where they signed for this. And now they're going to have a sheriff's sale.
Yeah.
Now, what did you do to stop it?
I hired an attorney who filed a temporary restraining order, filed suit against the mortgage company, and got the judge to sign the order. And my attorney told me, just in case, to go to the sheriff's sale on the Tuesday. He said, because I think they're going to sell it, they're going to try and sell your house.
Wait, you said you have a signed order by the judge stating that the court hearing went in your favor, correct?
No, we've got the judge signing
it. It was basically staying the execution of the court sale, correct?
Yeah, it was a temporary restraining order staying the court sale.
Okay, so you won that issue. So you had this document, and it went over to the other side, so they, evidently they were in court that day, correct?
No, I think it was done by mail.
Okay, but I mean, when you went before the judge with the lawyer, the bank or the mortgage company, was there a representative or a lawyer there in court that day? No.
No. My attorney and I went to the courthouse, and he filed the papers and had the judge sign the order.
Okay, I got you.
But he said, you better go to the courthouse just to make sure they don't sell your house.
Because so what happened at this point?
I went to the courthouse and stood there at the sheriff's sale, and they called my address out. They were going to sell it.
So when they announced
my address, I told the guy holding the sale that this property has been enjoined and there's a hearing set in 10 days.
Well, we're going to stop right here. We're getting ready to go to another break.
Okay.
This is really outrageous. And it's happening to other people in the country. We'll talk more with Jack and this thing with this mortgage when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Well, we're back, and it's Deanne with Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. We're talking to Jack about his ridiculous story of making these payments to a mortgage company, frustrating account of him dealing with it, and now his home is on the auction block of the court floor, court grounds. And what happened when you brought them the paper from the judge? Did they accept it, receive it, or what transpired after that?
The guy that was holding the sheriff's sale, when I told him that it had been enjoined, he said, well, I'll have to check this out when I'm done. So he finished the rest of his foreclosures, and I took him in the courthouse, and he made a phone call to the mortgage company and told them that I had a restraining order, and they said, well, too bad. Foreclose on them anyway. Well, I was within reach of this guy the whole time, and I took him into the clerk's office and had them pull the order with the judge's signature on it, and I made sure he told me that there would be no sheriff's sale before I would let him go.
Now, after you went through all this craziness, now, did you ever get a banking official, bank president or something to say where the heck your money went?
In the following September, the bank flew in one of their vice presidents from across the country to a mediation with myself and my attorney and their attorney, where we met for we mediated for 12 hours and came up with an agreement, and which required both parties to do something. They had to correct my credit because they had a foreclosure on my credit. And my credit at the time was, my FICO score was 798.
That's a beautiful score.
So with the foreclosure on there, it dropped it almost 300 points. So they had to correct my credit, and then I was going to refinance and get away from them.
Yeah.
And, but they never corrected my credit. So the settlement agreement was, they breached that.
So did you go back in the court and, or have a lawyer go back in the court and file a document stating that they basically had not complied with the court rules?
No, my attorney at the time ended up having a stroke and had to drop my case, and which left me without an attorney, but he did introduce me to another attorney and got him up and running on my case. But it was so bizarre what I was going through that this new attorney couldn't grasp it. He just couldn't get on the same page.
So he couldn't simply file a rule to show cause. The rules that show cause basically shows the fact that there was a order entered by a judge, and the other side did not comply with that order. So within a rule of show cause, it shows that they're in default of the entrance of the judgment, and therefore the court should have assisted you and done something to rule in your favor and against the mortgage company or the bank. Nobody did that, correct?
No, no. And I did not know about a show cause order at the time. That should have been done. But these courts are on the side of the bank, whether they're right or wrong. I've seen it. I can prove it over and over.
So now, what is the master scheme of this? Now, I want to mention one other thing. You found out that they transferred your paper or sold the paper over to another company, a securities firm. Is that correct?
Multiple times. They do it multiple times.
Did they notify you and let you know that they were doing these things?
No, not really. What they're trying to conceal is fraud that's in the note. And I've had a forensic analyst and a certified fraud examiner look over my loan documents and have proven that there are forgeries in there. There is fraud. And that is what this is all about, is them concealing the fraud. And they're supposed to target people that they believe can't fight back.
But in your case, we spoke before, you had some money, and you were not, you know, in the state of affairs like most people. Why
No.
did they pick you?
I think it was a total mistake, because their criteria, they go after people between the ages of 42 and 49. I was 42. That have been in their home 9 to 13 years. I'd been in mine 10, so I had, in the 9 to 13 years is because there's equity to get on there. And they go after self-employed, and I was self-employed. They also like to target single people or recently divorced people. I was single, but I've never been married. And, they thought that I couldn't fight back, but what they didn't know was I had a lot of money at the time. I was financially set. So I had the ability to fight back, where they hope to target people that don't have the resources, the financial resources to hire an attorney, and they can get the possession of the home in 60 to 90 days.
Now the whole issue, and like I was saying in the beginning of this program, we're talking about the group of people in the 40s. But they're also, and like I said, in Illinois, there's a huge scandal out here. And I know about this. This happened out here. I saw it happen. It happened to me twice, in fact. Fraudulent homes being rented out to people, not owned by the owner that comes to you. These people are basically going into the deeds office and finding either vacant landlords or the landlords that are outside the country somewhere else, and they basically come in, take over the property, and act like they're the landlord. And then what they do is they might have someone in the deeds department or someone, and they are changing and altering these deeds. And the deeds are, are in the names and hidden in trust. And when you try to do something about it, it gets stacked up in the court system because you have a connection between the judges within the court system, the state's attorney, the people in probate court, and they're all working side and side and hand in hand with these corrupt people that are tied in the banking industry. And that's what you were seeing in another level there where you are in another state, correct?
Yes, yes.
Now, when you went into court, there was an issue, too, that someone came in to the court and during a hearing later on, and they stated that there was a fraud committed against you. Is that not correct?
Yes, they denied. They gave a general denial, which is just a straightforward denial and required me to prove it up. Well, I could prove it, and did prove it, but somehow my evidence was not entered into the record. The judge ruled.
Oh, that's called ex parte. That's when,
no.
And that's what I've been complaining about out here in Illinois. The judges are supposed to hear cases where both sides have to be present in court. What happens is the judges in these cases, especially if it's in housing court, anything in chancery division dealing with property, law division dealing with property, they are friends, it seems to tie back into the mortgage company and banks, and they listen to the cases ex parte. So you can come in with all types of evidence stacked in your hand, piled in your hand, showing that certain things had happened is the reason why either payment wasn't made or disappeared. And then what happens is they rule ex parte. And that means they go for the side with the money, the bank. And then you're left high and dry and lose your home.
Yeah, that is true. That isn't what happened in my case. We had both sides there, but the mortgage company took my deposition the week before, and then they filed for a hearing 3 days later.
Right, but see, the thing is, ex parte, both sides are in the court. They just don't look at your evidence. They care less about your evidence.
No,
the only thing they're listening to and looking at is that the owner of the property, the bank, or whoever they deem is the owner of the property, is the only person that has evidence, and they take no account to what you bring into court.
Well, when they filed for that hearing for a summary judgment, my evidence, all my evidence, was at the court reporter's office who took my deposition. So when the judge asked for the evidence, it wasn't there yet. But when you file a motion for a hearing, you have to file it 21 days before the hearing. Well, they did it 3 days before the hearing. So when it came before the court, the judge didn't have any of our evidence and gave them a summary judgment and threw us out.
Threw you out?
Yeah.
So he didn't look at or look into the fact that you made these payments? Didn't do anything with the payment history?
Didn't even look at it. And when he granted the bank summary judgment, so that was the disposition of the case, and that is what is entered on the court docket. If you pull up the court docket, it will say that the disposition of the case is summary judgment, and that is what it said. Then when I took this case myself to the Court of Appeals, I looked the docket up again, and somebody had changed the summary judgment notation to, it then read, all claims dismissed by plaintiff. Well, I didn't do that. I didn't dismiss anything. I was on an appeal. Somebody doctored the record.
So then you took this to the clerk, and then what did they do?
Nothing. I sent them a formal letter. I sent them a formal motion to correct the docket to show that it was the disposition of the case was summary judgment, not the plaintiff dismissed the case, because I didn't. And they never responded.
Really? Now, if this happened going on 10 years ago, and we're talking about now today, do you still have your property, or what's going on as we speak?
I am still in the house. I stopped making payments, I think it was in October 2003, because the mortgage company, it changed hands in 99, and I thought that would be the end of it. I thought, well, this new mortgage company will start accepting my payments and everything will be fine, and I'll just continue my litigation with the other mortgage company. So they started accepting my payments, and then they stopped. And then they'd start, and I never knew from 1 month to the next whether they were going to accept my payment or not. Sometimes they'd hold four of them at a time and then cash them all at once. But I was sending all from January 2000, I sent all my payments in certified mail to their attorney. And what he was doing was sending my payment, he would write a letter, send that payment to my attorney, who would in turn write me a note and mail it back to me, mail back the check to me, uncashed. Well, after 10 months of that, I told my attorney at the time, I'm not going to do this anymore. It's costing me time and money every month to send these checks out, certified, and they're all coming back. So I just quit.
So they wouldn't even sign for them now. They just would turn them back.
No, they signed for them for the certified letter, but they would forward it on to my attorney, who would forward it back to me, and it was just it was wasting everybody's time and resources.
So they really, really wanted your help.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. There's no question. I can prove it.
Now, right now, where are you in this case? What's going on? What's the last thing that has happened thus far?
Well, currently I am set for trial on April 10th, but a lot has happened since then. When I hired a new attorney in 2002, I think it was, after I had gone all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, my case was revived back into the district court, and it went all the way to a partial trial in December 2004. And in 2004, at that trial, which lasted 5 days, we only had two of seven witnesses in those 5 days. But on the final day of trial, the mortgage company's representative was on the witness stand, and she admitted, now this is 8 years later, she admitted that I was never in default.
Never in default. And the court here heard this, and what did they do?
Nothing. The next sentence was from my attorney, and I remember this verbatim because it was so paramount. he said, as a matter of fact, the homeowner actually overpaid his escrow account, didn't he? And she said, yeah. And he said, so you saw the errors in the account, but rather than correct those errors, you just decided to steal the homeowner's home and equity, didn't you? And after a long pause, she said, yeah. And I was
in court. This is in court, correct?
It's on the witness stand.
Now, was there a transcript?
Yes.
Did you get a copy of the transcript?
They won't give it to me.
Oh, boy. It's crook upon crook.
Oh, boy. It is sick.
We're going to commercial again here, and we will be returning on RBN Live, the Dan Broly Show, after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, we're back with Late Night with Deanne, our RBN Live, and call-in number 800-313-9443. We're up to the top of the hour, end of the program. And, Jack, I'd like to say thank you for coming on board. I want to have you back. We're going to talk more about this because there's a huge mortgage fraud issue happening in Illinois. There's a major election going on where we have a state's attorney in DuPage County running for lieutenant governor, and we have Lisa Madigan, the attorney general's office, also running. Now, the issue of of this fraud I want to bring up here is the fact that if you attempt to go in and complain about the fraud, you get nowhere. Have you gone to the Attorney General's office in your state?
Several times.
And what did they do?
Nothing.
Nothing. No. And how about, did you go to the FBI or any of these other agencies to investigate the possibility of a huge fraud, not only upon you, but others?
All of them.
And they did what?
Nothing.
Now, the issue he's talking about here is going on all over the place, and this is the reason I'm bringing this up, because this is a primary, and it's going on right now as we speak. We just had the primary in Illinois, and we had a number of primaries, and these people are up for office, and we need to look into why they're not investigating cases of mortgage fraud.
Well, if you have me back, we can talk about that in depth.
Well, I'm going to have you back, in fact, and if you could stay on just for a minute. My lineup for the next 2 weeks is next week we're having Emma Lozano on again and Reverend Coleman. They're going to be talking about the issue of immigration laws, and we had her on last week, and we're going to go on with that more because there's more about the legislation. The next week, we're going to have Catherine Austin Fitz on, and that's the week I would like you back on, because the thing is, Catherine Austin Fitz worked in HUD. She was a whistleblower with the HUD scandal. She also knew about Enron, and she knows a lot about what has gone on and transpired financially within these mortgage companies and banks.
I would like to listen to her show.
And it's a very important issue. Jack has this, and I know there's listeners out there that, have an issue, don't know what to do. I was a victim of it as well. The thing is, in Illinois, they're really crafty with this. They're hiding a property in trust. There's buildings. Because I'm an investigative reporter. I'm sorry. I have a cold, but I have gone in, pulled up documents and records and showed that there is missing deeds, properties that have no PIN numbers, situations where people should not even be in court, just like Jack. In fact, Jack, you've contacted people in the state of Illinois, too, that you ran into that had issues with this mortgage fraud, correct?
Oh, they're all over. There's got to be over a million of these victims.
And the thing is that it's going on and it's going to continue until we, the public, realize what's happening. And we're going to talk about how we need to straighten it out. And one of those issues is we need to get with these elected officials that are running for these offices and let them know that they're not going to get back in unless they change and clean up their house. So good night for tonight, and we will be back next week. And thanks, Jack, for tuning in. Can you hold on for a second?
Yeah, I sure can, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.